from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners. Anybody can tell you what a good fantasy quarterback looks like, but it's the receivers that make or break your team. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive in the position that matters most, wide receivers. From the route trees to who plays better in man or zone, we provide the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
What do you feel like overall, though, with Purdy's performance, Joe? Because you were talking about it, the hits withstanding, but just his poise in the pocket.
Purdy's fine.
That's your main takeaway, right?
I feel so good about Purdy. Okay. Yeah, like, he's not going to implode. Okay, every great quarterback is going to have a 3, 4, 5 interception game, right? It just happens. Like, it's just, you fall behind, you start throwing, whatever. It's going to happen. Like, we act like the Baltimore game is who he is. It's like, no, that's just one game. You know who he is? The 30 other games that he's played where he's been freaking awesome, right? Is he Patrick Mahomes? No. Is he pretty freaking good? Yeah, he's pretty freaking good. So I feel really good. I think he's calm. I think he's gotten more cerebral. I think that his body looks 100% fine. I think that he looks as spry as ever. His arm looks as good as it's ever looked. And I see him at the line of scrimmage being able to audible into other plays. I think the dude is totally fine. I think he's awesome. I think we're going to be really good with him. And I think he's going to be a guy that you're going to pay him whatever the money is, $175 million guaranteed or whatever it is. And it's going to be a high price tag. And in 2 or 3 years, they're going to be like, yeah, but he played in 95% of the games. We win 11 games every single year. And he's Shanahan's right-hand man.
You just have the poise or you don't when it comes to the quarterback at the NFL position. He has it.
He
passes the eye test every time I see him. The pick wasn't great. That's fine. You can get away with that in the preseason. If you start doing that in the regular season, yeah, I'll be a little more concerned because you know what? One of his key attributes last year was protecting the football outside of that Monday night disaster against the Ravens on Christmas Day. But Dallas is in San Francisco. It's weird to say. Dallas is in San Francisco,
hey,
and he wants to weigh in on Brock Purdy's performance at 888-957-9570. What's going on, Dallas?
Nothing much. How you guys doing today?
Oh, I'm doing great. It's a Monday morning, baby.
I'm excited for Niner football.
Oh, very excited.
What you got?
I'm most excited for Puny. You know, I really like that pickup in the draft. But as far as like Brock's preseason, I feel like he definitely had a subpar preseason. But I think I say that with a grain of salt because I don't think a lot of the blame should be on him, especially like I said, missing our weapons and a lot of the drama of the contract situations with Trent and Brandon.
All right, appreciate you, Dallas. That's Dallas in San Francisco. 888-957-9570. How would you grade Brock Purdy's preseason as a whole? And how do you feel about him heading into week one against the Jets, where he's going up against a guy that Niners know very well, and Aaron Rodgers? Like, that's going to be, everyone's going to be talking about Brock Purdy, Aaron Rodgers. Because it always goes back to the quarterback duel, even though they don't play each other when they're on the field. But I'm looking at this quarterback ranking. Mike Sando does it every single year, does a hell of a job for The Athletic, and they do these tier system. So you're either tier one, and in this case, tier one this season is Mahomes, Burrow, Josh Allen. And Brock Purdy's in tier two. And these are the lists of quarterbacks ahead of him. And I'm going to name them, and I want to discuss it afterwards. Number four, Lamar Jackson.
Okay.
And this is tier two. Number five, Matt Stafford. Number five, it's a tie. So they, I guess, however.
So a guy with two MVPs is in front of him, and a guy with a Super Bowl ring and a 10-year career.
And this is going to be the one, okay, I think triggers some Niner fans.
Yeah, give it to me.
Because Matt Stafford and Herbert are tied, and this is from
Herbert.
League execs.
Wow.
Vote on this, Joe Shasky.
Okay.
Yes. So Stafford and Herbert are tied for fifth. Then you got Aaron Rodgers, obviously multi-time MVP.
He's one of the greatest players ever.
CJ Stroud, number eight. I can see the projection.
Do you know how many touchdowns CJ threw last year?
How many?
23.
How many did he run for?
I'm just saying, yeah. Threw for 23. It's just a stat. It's a fact.
He missed some games. Dak Prescott, number 9. Interesting.
Dak's had some really good regular seasons.
He has. He was also second team All-Pro last year, and I think if I was Brock Purdy, I'd be a little upset about that, but that's Brock Purdy. He probably doesn't even care because he's just wired like that. Jared Goff, number 10. Jalen Hurts, number 11. Brock Purdy, number 12 overall. How do you feel about that?
Well, I think that Herbert's too high. I think that Jared Goff is too high, and I think that Purdy's a little too low. Like, to me, Purdy, depending on what day it is, he's anywhere from, like, 3 through, like, 8-9.
Wow.
That's what he is.
3?
I do. On a given day. Just like on a given day, Josh Allen could be number 1 overall. Just like on a given day, Lamar Jackson could be number 1 overall. Mm-hmm. Just like on a given day, I could see Matt Stafford being number 1 overall.
On a given day, if it's anyone other than Patrick Mahomes at number 1 overall, people are smoking crack. He has earned that. Like, well, I don't care.
But he's in his own category. I agree with you. You're right. You know what? Let me walk it back. 2. Those guys I said, just 2. Because Mahomes is in a class all himself. Okay. Because like Joe Burrow as an excellent player, I love him. He's never healthy.
But if you're doing this exercise, and I do think it's interesting.
Health matters
to me. 888-957-9570. Like, you're still... Are you taking Lamar Jackson over him?
No. For what the Niners do, I'm taking Brock Purdy.
I think that's a hot take.
In a vacuum, if I was starting a franchise from scratch, I would take Lamar. Because I know we can build everything around him. Given what the Niners are doing and the way that they're playing, like, the way they want to play football is the way Brock Purdy plays football.
Are we ever going to escape that, though, with Brock? Like, can Brock ever escape the system? Is that ever... Like, how long do we just have to keep saying, well, within this system... I'm taking Brock Purdy. Like, sooner or later, the quarterback himself has to be able to break through that.
Would
that
Tom Brady have been like Tom Brady in Detroit?
I don't know. Like, that's...
He wouldn't have been.
Well, I don't... Again, that's a hypothetical that I can never answer because he was always a New England
Patriot. But that's why we do these, and I get why we do them, but we do these exercises.
But I saw Tom Brady do multiple systems.
So here's an example.
Like, that's the thing, though. Like,
we're now here.
Like,
we're now here.
Bill O'Brien, Josh McDaniels, whoever, Charlie Weiss, right? Like,
so we were going to do something later on in the week. The quintessential Yankee. We were talking about Aaron Judge. God, when I think of like
phenomenal.
The quintessential New York Yankee in my mind, okay? When I think about it, I close my eyes. Big bopper who's larger than life and hits massive home runs and has an unbelievable ear-to-ear smile. Almost feels like a cartoon how big and strong he is.
Yeah.
He is the quintessential Yankee. Now I want you to close your eyes and I want you to go quintessential quarterback of the Kyle Shanahan offense, okay? I wouldn't go height or weight or speed. I would go super smart, deadly accurate, as sharp and as quick when it comes to the release of the football as anyone out there, hits the intermediate throw and will go for the jugular when needed downfield and is willing to put himself second, third, fourth on the checklist because this is a run first system. The quintessential quarterback in the Kyle Shanahan offense is Brock Purdy. He is built to play this brand of football. Why are we looking for anything else? He's better at doing this than even Matt Ryan was.
Ooh. I'm not a system player.
Matt Ryan won the MVP, though, Joe Shasky.
Can't do the stretch stuff with the legs and make this.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners. Anybody can tell you what a good fantasy quarterback looks like, but it's the receivers that make or break your team. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive in the position that matters most, wide receivers. From the route trees to who plays better in man or zone, we provide the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Secondary plays.
Matt Ryan had a 28-3 lead. I mean, he was kind of like, I can't... Matt Ryan's a borderline Hall of Famer. Like, can Brock get there first? Like,
Brock has now had 2 great seasons with Kyle.
Yes.
Matt had 1.
Okay, but Matt also had a multitude of different offensive coordinators throughout his tenure. They both lost in the Super Bowl. Like, I really, really like Brock Purdy with Kyle Shanahan, but sooner or later, like, you have to be good enough to break through that system quarterback top. And I don't know, and it's unfair because he's only known Kyle Shanahan is what I'm trying to get at.
What system does, like, for example, like Lamar Jackson, like, if I ask...
He is the system. He's the system.
No, because they've adjusted... But they adjust what they do, right? Like the way that they're running offense with
Flacco.
That's
exactly right. They adjust to him. You have to adjust to Shanahan's scheme.
If Mike McCarthy had Lamar Jackson.
That's the other way around. Like, no. They adjust to his skill sets. Like,
I think it goes
Shanahan, it's my way or the highway with him. And yes, he's adjusted a little bit, but I think it's always going to be his say. Like, do I ever envision a Brock Purdy and Shanahan relationship like I saw in Tampa with Tom Brady and Bruce Arians when they have that level of dialogue? I'm not sure.
Well, 10 years from now, he might change personalities and he might have earned more trust. Like, they both might be in different spots. Like, I don't think Andy Reid would be as flexible today as he's as flexible today that he wasn't 15 years ago. I think he was more rigid. Right? Depending on who he was. And I look at like Bill Walsh and the way he coached, it evolved over time. Guys change. Look, I guess no one is saying that Purdy's the greatest quarterback ever. But what I'm saying is he is the quintessential Kyle Shanahan offense quarterback. Close your eyes, deadly accurate, could hit the intermediate layered throws, will go for the jugular, will check down, will check into a run, okay? Work perfectly off the play action, brilliant in the pocket, just makes things happen, you know, extremely efficient in the red zone, doesn't turn the ball over. Those are all the things, check. Quintessential Kyle Shanahan quarterback.
The only thing I will give you on this, too, because we were comparing like the best quarterbacks, and I'd still probably take Matt Ryan, but that's just a totality of his career overall than Brock Purdy, and that's not what you're talking about. You're just talking about the quintessential X's and O's. And the running ability, I think, is a huge part of this, too, because Matt Ryan was not mobile. C.J. Beathard was not mobile. Nick Mullins is not mobile. You can go, Johnny Manziel has a little mobility.
A little wiggle.
Brian Hoyer, And then, obviously, Trey Lance had some, but like the mobility just wasn't what you needed within that offense. Like, Purdy has that. He has that escapability factor that we saw against the Raiders last Friday night. Sooner or later, I don't know how you can break through that narrative. I keep talking about it because I do think it's a little unfair to Brock because he's only known this system. Can he break through from being just a system quarterback under Kyle Shanahan? A Super Bowl probably would have done that. Right? Like, you win a Super Bowl. Like, what do you say?
There'd still be haters.
You're a system Super Bowl winner. Is that what you're going to say? Like, so that probably is the only thing that can shut people up, which is stupid. I get it. He was an MVP candidate last year. I just think the way Kyle Shanahan still operates, and it's been elite at a very elite level, he is partially why Brock Purdy does not get the respect that he deserves, probably.
Do we think that Kyle Shanahan knows football?
Yes.
All right. What about Tom Brady?
Yes.
All right. And Troy Aikman?
Decent career.
All right. The guys that know football, that played it at the highest of high levels, think he's really good, Brock Purdy. So I agree with them. I think that he's really, 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 really good. I don't think he's the best player in the league at the position.
So number 12 is fine then. That means you're really good.
I think it's a little low. I don't think it's the worst thing in the world. I think it's a little low. I think they've put others a little high. I think he's better than Jared Goff, for example. I'm just using that one example. I think he's higher than that on the list. And I think in part because people think so highly of Kyle Shanahan that they devalue Brock Purdy. It's the same thing I saw with Joe Montana.
Again, we're talking about the Mike Sando article at The Athletic. If you don't know what we're talking about, quarterback tier system right now. There's multiple tiers, and tier one is just three quarterbacks, Burrow, Mahomes, not in that order, but Mahomes, Burrow, and Josh Allen. And then tier two, you got 14 quarterbacks, I should say, because Jordan Love and Kirk Cousins are also on that list. But here's what was said within this little blurb about Brock Purdy. This is what a head coach said. When they have to move the ball via drop back pass, there has been a difference between him and Jimmy. Purdy has done it, and he's done it in moments where he had to pull the ball down against Detroit and go get a first down with his legs. He has an innate feel. He has proven, even when it's not going well, he's a quarter away from clicking in, and you'd better have a lead when he does. Here's what another defensive coordinator this time said. The system really helps, but he maximizes it. Just saying, like,
yeah, okay,
that's what a lot of people feel. Like, the system. How does West Oakland Sam feel about the system quarterback that is Brock Purdy?
Ridiculous.
What's going on, Sam? You're almost Spadoni and Shasky on 95.7 The Game.
What's up, fellas? I love my system quarterback. My system quarterback is amazing, and he plays well within our system perfectly. What's really interesting with like a lot of my friends is like they always talk about, oh, the talent around Brock Purdy. I mean, like, what quarterback didn't have the talent? But one thing that I noticed in Brock's mechanics, like, tell me if you guys noticed this. His gunslinger mentality is really interesting. He does these little passes where it almost looks like he's not following through and like, he'll drop his head.
Yes.
And, like, not follow through. It's really interesting. I've never really seen it where it's like he knows where it's going, but it's almost like a no look. And it's like, amazing. Like, I love, it's really like tricky because it might go like a different way, but he never misses when he does that.
Well,
you guys notice that?
One sec, I'll let you finish. It's like he's off the back foot, and as he's throwing, he's almost protecting his body so he doesn't take this like crazy shoulder head blow. I know exactly what you're talking
about. Thanks, Sam. We were up against it. No, I know what he's talking about too. Like,
it's got like a baseball feel, like when you're in the hole.
The Staffords do it. You know, Mahomes does it.
It's
Allen
like a Chapman on the run throw.
Correct. Like,
it's again, hard to describe.
Again, Brock, you know, growing up, his dad was a minor league baseball player. Like, he knows, like, I'm sure he's taught at a very young age how to throw the ball, all that sort of stuff. And that sort of muscle memory, and you hear guys like Tom Brady, who's obviously drafted by the Montreal Expos, like, you have that feel as a quarterback and being a multi-sport athlete, it pays off. Mahomes, again, another guy. Russell Wilson, another guy. Like, you have that quality. It just shows up, and you can fit your arm and arm angles into positions that normal guys that you see just don't do, that weren't dual sport athletes. All right, we're up against it. We're going to take a quick break. I'm enjoying this conversation. Brock Purdy ranked the 12th best quarterback by Mike Sando. 12th best. Now, Sando is a compilation of coordinators, head coaches, execs. You buying that, 49ers fans? Brock Purdy, the 12th best quarterback, 888-957-9570. Let's get into that. And that's what's coming up on The Game, brought to you by Safeway.
Week for these member deals. Creamy Yoplait yogurt, 4 to 6 ounces, or protein yogurt, 5.6 ounces.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking? I'm James Coe. Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.